Good morning, Assemblymember Cahill's office. This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. I'm looking for Kevin Cahill.
This is his office.
How do I find Kevin? Can you, if he's in, will you tell him Eric Coppolino's on the phone for him?
I can let him know that you called, but is there something that I can assist you with?
No, I need to speak. I've known Kevin for 30 years. I'm a journalist, and I'm calling with a question.
Okay, for what publication?
Pacifica Radio Network.
Okay, and what is the question?
The question involves the revamped A99 camp bill, the internment camp bill. I forget the Senate number, but it's the old A99 bill that's been recycled.
Yes, that is A416 right now.
Right. And is it S also, S416?
No, it doesn't have a Senate bill.
So it's A416. All right. So I'm seeing some erroneous emails go by calling it a Senate bill. Okay. And was it introduced by the same person who introduced 99?
I believe so, yes. That would be Assemblymember Perry.
Perry from Brooklyn?
I'm not sure where he's from.
Right. And is he the only sponsor that you know of?
Yes.
Great. So this is going to be voted on, it looks like, on Thursday, or is it Wednesday?
Neither. It's not even gone into a committee yet.
Okay, so what is the rumor of a vote this week? Is that the committee vote, or it's just nothing? It's wrong.
It's wrong.
Got it. Okay, so this hasn't even gone into committee, much less been voted out of committee.
No, because the session hasn't even gotten into so the first day of session is tomorrow, where bills can be picked up by committee, but there are, 10,000 bills introduced every session. That one has never moved in 5 years.
Right.
Okay. Doesn't seem like it would move any further.
Okay, Michael, you seem like you actually know things. I'm very happy to find that out. It's always reassuring. What's your last name? How do I ask for you?
My last name is Tierney.
Are you related to Jim Tierney?
No.
He's pretty high up in the DEC.
I used to actually work at DEC, so I would get that from time to time.
Got it. Yeah, he was one of the first presidents of SASU also, the long-gone student association of the state university.
I also was a student senator at CUNY Newport, so I also got that too.
Got it. Were you involved with SASU? I mean, it was before your time,
really.
Probably, because it kind of waned away around 2000 or something like that.
Yeah, now it's like SUNY SA or something like that.
Student Assembly, there was a 501c3 which had the same organizational structure as the official one, and the reps would serve ex officio to both. Right, and then the student association, the SASU president was also the student assembly president, and would therefore sit on the board of trustees. And then in the early 90s, John Stone fractured that relationship and separated SASU from student assembly, basically making SASU have no power whatsoever.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I ran a SUNY publication for years for 3 years, 2.5 years or so, that covered primarily this was the big story. In terms of governance, in terms of administration policy, was student affairs at Central going on this campaign, because they didn't want a lobby group, an actual lobby group having that kind of power for students. It was, if I'm going through my archives, which I probably will soon, I'll make some copies of some materials and I'll send them over. Just to give you an idea of how it felt and what some of the particulars were.
Yeah, definitely. That would be really cool. I can give you my email.
Yeah, excellent. Good. So what's that?
That is Tierney, my last name, T-I-E-R-N-E-Y. M is in Michael, at nyassembly.gov.
Okay, good. So there's their scannable size. Tierney M, no periods, at nyassembly.gov.
That's correct.
Okay. So meanwhile, what I can report is that this bill, A416, the former A99, introduced by Perry, who I think is a dude from Brooklyn, but I'll verify that, is not even in committee.
Yes, and that's available on the public legislative retrieval system through the assembly.
Got it. I'm going by one reporter and a bunch of frantic people on the Columbia County COVID list. I mean, this bill is obviously frightening. There's nothing. Perry talks about restraints. There's no restraints in the bill. It just gives the governor and the health commissioner what looks to me like unqualified power to designate someone a health risk based on suspicion alone. It's right in the law that it's just based on suspicion they can, like, arrest the entire house. Have you seen this? I mean, I can send you the analysis I've got.
I have read it, but the assembly member has not given us a position on it because it is likely not going to move anywhere.
All right. That's good news. And please tell Kevin that Eric said hi.
We go back
centuries.
All right.
So this is going to motivate me to scan in some student leader news service, and anybody who cares, I like to send it to. So that will be you.
No, definitely. When I was a student senator, I ran into a lot of issues with the student assembly at the state level, because we tried to divest any new pulse from fossil fuels, and it turned into this whole thing where it was public enemy number one in their eyes.
Yeah, well, that's an honor, and, you know, it turns out that all you have to do is, like, something relevant, and then there you go. I was actually thrown off the SUNY New Paltz campus, and I sued them in the Northern District Federal Court. And I won. They had to give me $20,000 for writing me a persona non grata letter.
Oh, wow.
That's all they did. And I was in the student union, and I get out of the elevator on the fourth floor, and there's a cop standing there, and he hands me this crinkled envelope that looked like it had been passed from shift to shift for like a day. And it was the letter from Chandler. And I said, "You're going to declare me persona non grata." And he just looks at me and hands me the envelope. It was one of those moments. I'm like, well, I guessed that accurately. All right, Mr. Michael, a pleasure to meet you. And I'll see you around the neighborhood. Is the office open at all? Can I come in, like, if I wear a muzzle?
No. No, we're close to visitors for now.
Okay. That is something that I think deserves more conversation, that the government gets to lock itself away from the constituents. Is that bothering anyone?
I don't know about that.
I mean, closing the doors like that. I mean, it's one thing that the Capitol's closed, but the district offices being closed, it seems a little like overkill. But anyway, that's another topic. And again, thanks for your time today.
All right. Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, bless. Bye for now.